Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The group today joins together the beginning of a conference series to celebrate that which is inside them. And so many don't know. So many don't know what it is. For over two decades, I have been giving you information about how grand the human being is. The beauty that is inside is filled with compassion, with history, with action, with sorrow. And now it starts to reform itself, a new paradigm of existence with yourself. And the last channels have spoken of this so often. But before we even continue, it takes a while sometimes in channel for humans who sit here to adjust. The adjustment is in a softer reality, out of judgment, where you start to relax with everything. If this is indeed the voice of spirit, a benevolence from beyond the veil, if love indeed is pouring into this place at this moment, if you'll allow it, if that's so, it's going to change the energy. You sit and you listen and you learn. That's one paradigm. But slowly you understand, you sit, and you're not alone. And some of you are starting to feel the reality of beauty. And these words in these moments of safety and sereneness, of forgiveness. Forgiveness of what you believe you have put upon yourself. A pliability that you didn't have before. And those who would come in full judgment and doubt would have the opportunity just for a moment to release it and examine if this is real or not. The messages of Cryon always enhance a human. Always. There's never a critique of the family. There's only that which celebrates the family and gives information about new things and tells the family about things that don't need to be there anymore. Sometimes I'll give a plea to see things finally and clearly that have always been there in front of you. And I'll say it again, you've got to drop the shell that you think you need to walk around that protects you, for instance, from what you don't know. Under the guise of survival, what you don't know is dangerous. That's not so. What if what you don't know is healing and compassion and beauty and love? And you think you know about it because you've had others who showed it to you, or you've had children that you shared it with, but never with yourself. To drop that bubble of protection just for a few days and say it's okay. The earth is going to shift, dear ones, and it will take a while. It has begun, and it will take a while. What you learn today that is emotional and compassionate and that sticks in you, that is cognized, what you learn today is going to sit in your DNA. And dear ones, you're going to pick it up again when you return. You're not going to make the mistakes you made before. You're going to come in with more compassion, understanding, and awareness, and a new energy that has been renewed because of you. How does it feel to construct the roads today that when you return, dear ones, in a new life, you drive on them? To be the own architects of the future that you will participate in. And that is what we speak of now. But it's not going to happen unless you allow the shell of the old survival to soften a bit. How many times have we said, let us in? The family knocks at the door. It's esoteric. It may be strange. There are those who say, I can't go there. I just can't because it's just too odd. They say, prove to me that these things exist. And I will say to that human, prove love to me. You can't. It exists. You feel it. You participate in it. Your joy factor. Prove joy to me. You can't. All you can do is laugh. There are certain things that are beyond that which is linear proof. And right now you're sitting in one of them. An event that says it's safe here. Very safe. It's a good time to start softening the shell, because when you do that, all manner of things are going to come flying in. The shell stops healing. Did you know that? Because you've made up your mind what is real, what is not, and that's pasted in the shell. And when the shell starts to be permeable, and a few holes, perhaps you even drop it, in will come the things that you've asked for and affirmed, situations that change. Is it the first time you've ever been told that you are your own worst enemy? The shell keeps everything inside. Dear ones, this is the opportunity to experiment with it. I know who's here. It's not easy. Having thousands of lifetimes of defending yourself from an older energy to suddenly come to a meeting and be told it's okay to stop. Bells will ring inside to say that's not true, it's got to be fake, what's going to happen? What are they trying to do to me? I know who's here. And so I say to you, do it slowly, trust yourself, open the doors one at a time. And as you do, you're going to feel safety come in. The compassion that God has for you is far grander than you are aware of or can feel. And if you've had the shell, it just bounces right off. It's time to soften your heart in this new energy for a reality of the new human. The masters of the planet had no shell at all. They felt 24/7 the joy, the celebration, the love, and the compassion of the Creator. It's all they could do to contain themselves in their compassion for those around them. Sometimes a master would look frustrated. Sometimes you'd see them weeping. And it wasn't because of the conditions of the humans around them. It was because the humans around them weren't aware of the beauty. It's like the light was so bright, but all around them were blind because they wouldn't open their shell. That's the frustration of a master. To love humanity so much and see they're so in the dark and know that it's free choice. All free choice. Tonight, we're going to give you a message in the next 2 days as well. They'll fit together. But there are always ones that enhance every single human. You really haven't made any mistakes, dear ones, not to us. You've simply learned to be a human. Let the learning be complete onto the new paradigm, the new human, the new learning. And leave all of the things behind that are kindergarten, that you never have to learn again, that are in an old primal survival mode. Become elegant and let us in. And you'll find the family comes in and the ancestors will speak. Before I go, I thank you and the ancestors for permission for this. It was given this morning with the call. I'll always, always ask, even if it's silent, because this is pristine ground where Gaia is king. And so it is.